This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Kurukshetra, Haryana this evening. He also offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji considered protection of truth, justice, faith as his dharma and laid down his life for it.
Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji ne satya, nyay aur aastha ki raksha ko apna dharma mana aur is dharma ki raksha unhone apne pran dekar ki. Is aitihasik avsar par Bharat Sarkar ne श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर जी के चरणों में एक स्मृति डाक टिकट और विशेष सिक्का भी समर्पित करने का सौभाग्य पाया है।
The Prime Minister also inaugurated Pantajanya Memorial in Kurukshetra, dedicated to the sacred conch of Lord Krishna in Jyotisar. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi hoisted the Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. Mr. Modi said, Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann today announced to set up a world-class university named after the ninth Guru, Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, at Sri Anandpur Sahib. Addressing the gathering on the third and concluding day of the events organized to mark 350th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Sri Anandpur Sahib, the Chief Minister said that the university will be a befitting tribute to the Guru. Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that there is no cause for concern at this moment following the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia and the eastward movement of the ash cloud. In a social media post, the ministry said that flight operations across India remain smooth with only a few flights rerouted or descended as a precaution. The ministry said that it will continue to monitor the situation closely and provide timely updates to ensure passenger safety. Deputy Secretary General of PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry Jatinder Singh has welcomed the implementation of new labour codes in the country. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Singh said that the new labour codes have achieved the milestone in bringing uniformity in the definition of wages for the workers. Mr. Singh also underlined that the codes have laid the foundation for women empowerment across multiple sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Constitution Day celebrations tomorrow at Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the reading of the preamble to the Constitution during the program. Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi concluded his week-long visit to India today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Minister Azizi held delegation-level talks with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. They announced the initiation of the air freight corridor on the Kabul-Delhi and Kabul-Amritsar sectors. Both ministers discussed a broad range of issues, including trade facilitation, market access, connectivity and capacity building. India wrapped up their Deaflympics shooting campaign in Tokyo with a massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. The Indians dominated the shooting ranges in Tokyo, winning 16 out of the total 39 medals in the discipline over 10 days of competition. Indian shooters won a total of 5 medals, including 3 gold and 2 bronze, at the last games at Caxias do Sul in Brazil. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and final test in Guwahati. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.